USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are in Northern California, with Biden opening the talks by speaking directly to the Chinese leader.
I've never doubted what you've told me in terms of your candid nature in which you speak. I value our conversation because I think it's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader, with no misconceptions or miscommunication.
This marks the first encounter between the two leaders in a year. They're expected to announce an agreement aimed at curbing the production and export of fentanyl by Beijing. In a hypothetical 2024 presidential election, former President Donald Trump would defeat California Governor Gavin Newsom, as according to Stack Data Strategies projections. While there are polls questioning Biden's status as the Democratic Party's best candidate, Newsom has been suggested as an alternate. The latest projection indicates Trump winning the Electoral College against Biden, who would secure the popular vote. Stack Data suggests that Newsom would perform even worse, losing four additional states to Trump. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has expressed openness to a presidential run. The Democrat, who recently announced that he won't seek re-election, told NBC News he aims to unite the center of the country.
Every American should consider, if they're in a position to help save the country, I think we're on the wrong course. So I will do everything possible. Now, there's a lot of good people out there. I hope I can motivate, but they've just given up. I said, don't give up. This is the best country in the world.
When asked, Manchin avoided specifying whether he would exclusively run as a third-party candidate. Lawmakers are questioning Apple about the cancellation of Jon Stewart's show, inquiring if China played a role. A House committee has written to Apple CEO Tim Cook seeking clarification on whether Apple TV Plus decisions are influenced by China. This is USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
The U.S. Postal Service is facing a deficit of $6.5 billion this year, initially anticipating a financial turnaround and a break-even point by the fiscal year ending September 30th. The service's plans were thwarted. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy attributes the shortfall to increased operational costs due to inflation and soaring printing prices. The newly appointed Speaker of the House, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, expressed his full support for Donald Trump to run for president again in 2024 during an appearance on CNBC.
I have endorsed him wholeheartedly. Look, I was one of the closest allies that President Trump had in Congress. He had a phenomenal first term. Those first 2 years, as you all know, we brought about the greatest economic numbers in the history of the world, not just the country, because his policies worked. And I'm all in for President Trump.
Johnson, who was endorsed by Trump as a tremendous congressman respected by everybody during his nomination for Speaker last month, was part of the congressional Republicans who backed Trump's post-2020 election efforts to remain in power. Marvel Studios is unveiling the trailer for the upcoming second season of its animated series, What If? Exploring diverse timelines within the multiverse, the show delves into various possibilities. Season 2 of What If? Is scheduled to premiere on Disney Plus on December 22nd with a daily release of one episode over the course of 9 days. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.